Daf Hey Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The last line, Daf Hey Amud Beis. Omer Rav Chonin Barove, Omer Rav. Rav Chonin Barove said in the name of Rav the following statement. Movui shenifratz mitzidoi be'eser. A movui, a dead end, this alleyway, that's open to the Shusser Rabbim. So it's closed off on the right, closed off on the left, and closed off straight ahead of you. When you enter, it's open. If it nifratz mitzidoi, if the side wall is severed, is breached, is broken open, be'eser amos, so it loses the status of the movui. Be'roishoi, mi'roishoi bedalad. However, the front of the movui, where you enter, now there's two ways you can have a front. One way is you have a front where it's just totally open. But that's if it's 10 amos or less. Let's say the front of the Mavui was 20 amos. So the state in the Mishnah Daf Beis, Rochav in the width, Rochav Me'eser Yamayit. Yamayit means you have to build a wall. A Lechi Nikari doesn't help only if it's less than 10 amos. If it's more than 10 amos, then a Lechi is too far away. Not Mishum Heker, it's not going to help. Not Mishum Mechitza, that type of Heker is not going to help either. So Yamayit. So you build a wall when you enter in the front. That means right now the front, if it was, let's say, a 20 wide entrance, so there was a wall that you built for 10, and it's a 10 opening, 10 amas opening. So now when you enter, you have a wall and you have an entrance. The lech is by the entrance. So let's say this wall that you built by the entrance was breached. There's a hole in it. So zok de gemara davov amid alav mitzido is taka be'eser, but miroisha is bedalad. Over there, beroisha, miroisha bedalad. Over there can only be dalat tfochim broken open. Only dalat tfochim. And if it's broken open more than dalat tfochim, then the heter that the movi has with the lech and the kari is not going to be matted, this movi. It's not going to be a proper movi. So there's a fundamental difference between tzide and roishai. Azoi zok rav chonin barove in the name of Rav. A movi that's nifratz mitzidoi from the side, so over there it could be up to 10 amas. Mashe inkein. And over there, eser itself, zoktesis, is kishalmato, which means that 10 amas is also good. Only more than 10 amas is no good. But mi roishai, the wall that you built to be mamayit the roichav of the entrance of the movui, where the lechi only helps if it's 10 amas or less, over there it's bedalad, even if dalad tfochim of that wall is breached, it's already not going to help, it's going to be possible. And over here Tosfos says that arbo is kamalo. Arbo, four tfochim is kamalo, it has to be less than four tfochim. It has to be 3.9. But if it's four tfochim, it's already going to be possible. Frek de Gemara, the obvious question, why is it that the side of the Mavui, the wall can be breached up until 10 amas? Why? What's the reason? Because we look at it as a Pesach. There's two openings to this Mavui. One opening in the front when you enter the dead-end street, and another opening on the side. If you want to take a shortcut, you go to the side. So up until 10, it's called a Pesach. More than 10 amas, it's very cold. A parutz, and it's not called the Pesach anymore. But up until 10 amas, you look at it, a pirtz of eser and less is looked at as a Pesach. So, frek di gemara, and that's what you can have up until 10. So, mi roisha nami name a pisruhu. So, on the front, also say it's a Pesach. Why is it ben dalat tvachim? It's ois Pesach? Say it's a Pesach up until 10. Oh. Enter the gemara. The difference is, om ravuna breed rav Yeshua. Kugoin shen nifratz b'keren zovis. Ein chenami. B'roishoi, it could also be a soidoi be breached up until 10 amas. Because it's the same Pesach. But b'keren zovis, in the corner, that means where the wall on the right and the wall in the front that you build meet, that corner is pischa b'keren zovis le'avdi inshi. People do not make a Pesach in the keren zovis. So if it's not looked upon as a Pesach, so Mamele can't be breached like the other Psochim on the side, which could have been up until 10 Amos. Or even in the front, it could be actually breached up until 10 Amos. But since a Pesach by Keren Zovis is not done, so Mamele, this breach in the Keren Zovis, we look upon as a Pirtz in the Mavui. And once the Mavui has a Pirtz, so Mamele, the Mavui is not going to be Mutter, either the Tikkun of the Lech in the Kaira. In the Keren Zovis, I have the inch of Pischa, so it's not a Pesach, it's a Pirtz, even though it's only Dalat Tvachim. In fact, the Rishash, why Dalet? Let it be Gimel Tvachim. Usually, Lovet is Gimel Tvachim. What's up is Dalet? If it's not, if it's a Pesach, the minimal of a Pesach is Dalet Tvachim. That we know. But here, it's not a Pesach. If it's not a Pesach, then what's up is Dalet. It should really be Gimel. Now, Tosis says, Pesach b'keren zavos le'avdi inchi, but en chanami, if a person decides to call his architect and call an interior designer or exterior designer and make the Pesach dalet tvachim and make the Pesach b'keren zavos, I mean, so then obviously it is a Pesach. So Tosis, miuim also came Pesach b'mezuzis, if you build mezuzis in the keren zavos, u'mashkif have a shape Pesach. The pasuk lebekeren zavis. There's a mitzvah of pasuk lebekeren zavis. Just the standard, it's not done. But if a person decides to make a pesach lebekeren zavis, of course, the same pesach. But stomer the pesach lebekeren zavis, you don't have the inch pesach. So memele it's dalet tvachim and not esa ames like on the side. That's the sheet of Rav Chonin bar Rava Omer Rav. Zok the Gemara, the Rav Huna. Rav Huna is a bar plukta. Rav Huna. Pashas is also b'shem Rav. He argues and he says as follows: V'Rav Huna Amar Echod Zeh ve'Echod Zeh Barbo. There's no difference. Sai, if it is on the side, it can only be dalet tvachim. And Sai, Tosis learns Sai, if it's in the keren zavis, it can only be dalet tvachim. And Tosis explains the reason is the Rishonim explain this, and Tosis said also that what's the whole reason that it can't be. It can only be up to Dalet Tvachim. It's because Dalet Tvachim is a Shem Pesach. So a Mavui that has a Pesach on the side, that it still retains a Shem Mavui. You'll utilize it as a Pesach. Masha'enkein, if it's too comfortable, if it's more than that, more than Dalet, so then people will leave the main Pesach, Shafke Pisre Rabbe, Va'ayle Pisre Zuta. And if they're going to leave the main Pesach and only utilize the smaller Pesach, which is the Zuta one, which is Bord and Dalet, so then it's going to be considered that it's not anymore a Mavui that's Nitta B'Lechi V'Koira. Because where's the Lechi V'Koira located? At the main entrance. So if you still use the main entrance and also a side door, yeah, it still retains the same Mavui that's Hutai the Lechi V'Koira, because the main entrance is used. But if you make the side too comfortable, Zok Avuna, if you make it Yosemi Dalet, then Shafki Pisra Zuta, Va'ayla Pisra, Shafki Pisra Rabba, the main entrance, they'll leave, Va'ayla Pisra Zuta, so then it's not going to be anymore a Mavi that has the head of a Lechi V'Koira. So then the Mavi is also to be used. The Lechi V'Koira is not anymore a functional entrance. So that's why we're saying that on the side, Zok Tavuna can only be Dalet, and likewise in the Keren Zavis it can only be Dalet. Zok Tosis, but in the front, Mamish, that wall that we built, if let's say the opening in the front was more than Asorah Amos, we said you have to be Mamayit. So you built that wall. Over there it could even be more than Dalet. Because what do you gain by going into the entrance right on the front next to it that's breached? Because it's same thing on the front. You're not gaining anything. Bishlam, if it's Keren Zavis, so it's a shortcut. If it's a Betzidoi, it's a shortcut. So you utilize it and you'll start utilizing it and we're concerned you'll only utilize it. So then, Shafki Pisre Rabbe, Va'ayle Pisre Zuta. But in the front, there's nothing to gain. Why would you take a breached entrance in the front versus a regular entrance on the front? So Memele, there's no chashash that there'll be Mevatel the same Koira and Lechi and Koira that you have, or the Koira that you have in the main entrance. So Memele, the Movi is still Mutter. Because the Movi has a functional main entrance with the Koira. So Memele, Zok Avuna, it's Bedavka, Bekeren Zovis, and Betzidoi, that it can't be more than Dalet. But Lamais Rav Huna is the Bar Plukta of Rav Chonon. Barove Omer Rav. Rav Chonon Barove Omer Rav says Betzidoi can be Esa. Rav Huna says no, Betzidoi, it could only be Dalet. More than Dalet, you'll utilize it. Shaf Kepis Rav Ali Bis Zuta. Likewise, Keren Zovis. But in the front, Mamish, in that wall that you built to be Mamayit, the Reich of Esser, you're not going to use. So that will not be Mevatel, the shame, Kore that you have in this Mavui, in the entrance. Now this Rav Huna Shitosoi that we had on last blot, where we said, on last Omid, Heyomid Beis, we said, Rav Huna holds that a Pirtz of a Mavui is not like a Chotzer. It's more Chomer. It's not a Asorah Ames, like Rav Huna Beis Rav Shua wanted to say. We said it, Avuna himself holds Pirtzah B'dalad. That's this Avuna. Zog the Gemara, V'chein omele Avuna le Ravchona Bagova. Avuna told Ravchona Bagova, his Bapluk that it said, B'tzidah could be Esa. Lo tiflik aloi. Don't argue with me. Why? The Rav ikla le de Mechaya. Rav himself came to the city of Mechaya, V'ovadu v'de Kavosi. And he feared, like I said, that B'tzidah it could only be Dalad. Why did he do Kavosi? Because that's what Rav holds. So why do you say that Rav holds that a B'Shem Rav could be even Asora, even Eser, I mean Amos? Omalei, so Rav Chona Bar Rova told Rav Huna, the fact that Rav was stringent when he came to the city and he didn't allow it to be Eser, Omalei, Rav Biko Motz V'Goda Bogedia. Rav came to a place of Amaratzim, Biko is a breach, meaning the Amaratzim, the Mezalzim B'Mitzvahs. So on them he was Machmir, and he made a Siog to be Machik Ma'Avera, like a person is going to Rebikas of Rashi. So Emele said it can only be Dalad. But doesn't mean that Be'etzmi held that it can't be more than that. He holds, like I said, in his name, it could be Yud Bitsido. Zog demo, Om Rav Nachman Bayitzrok. Rav Nachman Bayitzrok says the following, Kavos Yidr Rav Huna Mistavra. It's Mistavra like Rav Huna, that Bitsido, it's also Dalad, and not Yud. The Itmar, we learned as follows. Movi Okum, the picture of in Rashi of a Movi Okum. Mavui Yoku means you have one Mavui coming in from one side, from the south going to the north, and you have another Mavui coming from the west to the east. Now they meet at a certain point, like an L-shaped. So each Mavui is open to Shus Rabim, and then it hits the second Mavui, Mavui Chatzeroi, Mavui Chavera, I mean, second Mavui. It's like two streets that are not really dead ends, it's befoolish. But it's not mefulish. That's the question how you look at this. Do you look at this as mefulish, as open, or you look at it as a dead end? Because the Maisa, it's not open to Rishus Rabim. It's open to another Mavui, like this picture in Rashi. So Mavui, Okum, Rav Omar Terosek mefulish. Rav says you look at it like a Mavui mefulish. And a Mavui that's mefulish to Rishus Rabim, that locha is a regular dead end Mavui, a Mavui that's sosum. You need a lechi at the entrance to the Rishus Rabim. A Mavui mefulish, by regular Mavui Mefulish, what you need, if let's say one side is open to Rishus Rabim, the back is also open, meaning a regular street that's open on both sides are open to Rishus Rabim. So over there, the halacha usually is, you need a Tzuas HaPesach on one side. Tzuas HaPesach means Lechi V'Lechi V'Koyach Agaveim, a regular Tzuas HaPesach. And the other side, a Lechi. So that's what you have by regular Mavui Mefulish. You need a Tzuas HaPesach Mikan and Lechi or Koyach on the other side. Now, over here, it would require the same thing. Where would you place the Tzuas HaPesach, Zog Rashi? Ba'ak Mumisoi, at the point of the L, where it meets the second Mavui, coming in from the west to the east, the one from the north to the south, meeting the one from the west to the east, at that corner point, right over here by the corner, by the 45 degree angle, that's where you place the Tzuas HaPesach. Because you look at it like a Mavui Mefulish. Why is it Mefulish? It's mefulish lechaveroi. Something that's mefulish to chaveroi, Zog Rashi, is like mefulish to Rishus Rabim. So again, see Rashi inside. Terosku mefulish. Umovia mefulish to Rishus Rabim, tzorech tzuas ha-pesach mikan, velechi okor mikan. Come on. Afzeh tzorech l'shnei psochov. It needs for the both openings, l'tzad Rishus Rabim, lechi l'chol ruach. It needs a lechi to every side. So both sides of Rishus Rabim need a lechi. Uvak memiso, and in the L, exactly in the 45 degree angle where it turns, Tzorich Tzuras HaPesach. Over there you need a Tzuras HaPesach. Over there you have to build a regular Tzuras HaPesach, which is Lechi Mikan veLechi Mikan veKoyer Al Gabein. That's a regular Tzuras HaPesach. And you can't just have one Lechi.
The Pilush Umefulish Chaveroi. A Pilush that's open to his friend's Mavui, have a Kamefulish Tzuras Rabim. That's like Mefulish Tzuras Rabim. That's Shittas Rashi. Others showing him argue. The Rosh, the Rajba, they learn. Terosku mefulish means you need a Tzuras HaPesach at the other opening of the Mavui around the corner that opens to Rishus Rabim, like a regular Mavui mefulish. One side you place a Lechi or a Koira, and the other side around the corner where it meets Rishus Rabim, you place a Tzuras HaPesach. What would you do by a straight Mavui mefulish? You place a Lechi on one end and a Tzuras HaPesach on the other end. So Zog the Rashi, the same thing over here. You place a Lechi at one corner, opening to Rishus Rabim, the southern side where it opens to Rishus Rabim, a place to Tzuras HaPesach at the western side around the bend. In the middle, you have nothing.
Meaning back Mamisa, in the 45-degree angle bend, you don't need anything. You need a lechi on one side opening to Rishus Rabim, and the Tzuras HaPesach on the other side opening to Rishus Rabim around the corner. But in the bend itself, by the 45-degree angle, you don't have to have anything.
So what's the pshat? What's the reason that according to Rashi, you need back Mamisa at the 45-degree angle, you need to make a Tzuras HaPesach. Why? Zok Tesis, because here it's Taka Mor Chomer, the Rishonim asks Kasha, it ends up being that a Mavi Okim is more Chomer than a Mavi Mefulish. Why? How could it be? A Mavi Mefulish just needs a Lechi and a Tzuras HaPesach. And a Mavi Okim needs Lechi, come to Rashi. The Lechi on the other side and a Tzuras HaPesach in the middle. That's more Chomer. Zok Tesis, the pshat is, the Tzuras HaPesach has to be nicker by the B'nai Rishus HaRabim. If it's going to be on one end, around the corner, it's not nicker to the Bnei Rishus Rabim on the southern side, only to the one on the east, on the west. So in order that it should be nicker to all Bnei Rishus Rabim, side of ones on the south, side of ones on the west, is if you place it back Mamisa, so exactly in that 45-degree bend, by the curve where it turns. So then it's nicker to the ones on the bottom coming in, and the ones on the side coming in, because it's in the middle. That's why Taki need a lechi at each end opening to Rishus Rabim, and the Tzuras HaPesach back with Misa. So it's Taki Nicker for everyone in the Rishus Rabim.
All three.
You need three tikunim. A lechi on the opening to Rishus Rabim, a lechi on the other opening to Rishus Rabim, and a Tzuras HaPesach back with Misa, exactly in the bend. So that's the yisoid of Teroska Mefulash. A Teros Mefulash. So it needs a Tzuras HaPesach. Machlokes Rishonim, where? Ushmuel Amar, Teroska Sosum. You look at it as a Mavui Sosum. What does a Mavui Sosum mean? Need? It just needs a Lechi, and the dead end needs nothing. Severe also. It doesn't need anything in Akmi Misa, because it's a Sosum, it's closed. So all you need is a Lechi on each opening to the Rishus Rabim. There's two of them. Okay. So one, there's two mefulishes. There's two Mavi Sosums in this Mavi Yakum. One of them opening to the south, you need a lechi, and one of them opening to the west. So you need two lechayim. But nothing in the Akmi Misa. That's one pshat in Rashi. Second pshat in Rashi, Rashi learns that you need to make a lechi in the Akmi Misa. Meaning, the lechi that you make by Mavi Sosum, you make to the opening to Rishus Rabim on each side, and a lechi in the Akma Misa, which is fourth an opening, it's kesosum. So it doesn't need a regular Tzuras HaPesach like Mefulash, but you need to make a lechi over there. That's the second pshat in Rashi. HaKaponim is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. How do you look at the Mavi Yakum? Like Mefulash or like Sosum? Zokta Mo B'mayas Kinon, here we're going to bring a raya to the Yisoid of Rav Huna that a But Tzidoy, it can be breached. That's what we're discussing. Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chonin. What's the maximum it can be breached on its side? The Mavi Betzidoy. We said Yud Amos or Dalat Tvachim. So now the Gemara makes the following cheshbon as a raya. But my askina, what are we talking about? This Mavi Mefulish. What's the width of the Mefulish? Ilay Mebiyaisa Me'eser. If we're talking about it, it's more than 10. So Beholay Meshmul Teraska Sosum. Who says? How could Shmuel say it's Sosum if it's more than 10? Nobody says it's sosum and it's more than 10. There's no such a thing. How could something be sosum if it's more than 10? The Mishnah Dabe says that a mavi can never be roicha me'eser. Lechi doesn't help if it's more than eser. Memayit. So avada can't be that lechi helps if it's more than 10. It can't be sosum. Elolav, we're talking about be'eser. We're talking about that it's 10. And on this, what does Rav say? V'koma Rav terosuka mefulish. Rav calls it mefulish when it's 10. So what do we see? Now, every Mavi Okum, explains the Ritva, you can look at it as a breach on the side. Because what's a Mavi Okum? It's a dead end you enter, and then suddenly there's a bend, right? It bends. So that bend that's open is like a breach on the side. Before you make the curve, before you turn the corner, it's open. So it's a breach on the side. So every Mavi Okum is be'etzem poritz mitzidai. It's a pirtzim nifratz mitzidai, and what does Rav say? Terosa ke mefulish. It's called mefulish. Alma pirtzas mavi mitzidai bedalad. That means it's called mefulish, and you have to fix it because it's a breach that's not good until you make it until you fix it. It's Tzuras HaPesach.
So we see that a breach cannot be more than Dalad, because the breach of Yud is no good. So we see Mitzidoi be'eseh is a problem. So it's a clear raya to Rav Huna that echad zeh barbo. So what's Rav Chonon going to answer? But Rav Chonon bagove shiny hosom the kobaki bogabim. A big yisoid, and this is negei halacha lemaisa. When you have a pirza that is baki bogabim, then Rav Chonon would agree that it can't be 10. A regular pirza that people use, okay, up to 10, it's called a Pesach. But baki bogabim, where the majority and the masses use it, so it's this battle, the original entrance where the koira is over. So Mamel, it's baki bogabim. I agree that it's considered mefulish, even though it's less than 10. Baki bogabim. The Beis Meir and other achrayim say, the yisoid of baki bogabim is just like a lechi doesn't help when it's a pirtas eser. Pirtas eser lechi doesn't help. That's mission that beis. It's porutz. So wadin baki bogabim is like it's porutz. Baki bogabim is like a pirtza of asora. Even if it's, so then memela, it doesn't help. A lechi doesn't help. Yes, we said it's be'etzim less than 10. It's 10 and less. But it's like, we look at it like a pirtza of yoisim me'esa. Just like yoisim me'esa, lechi doesn't help. So baki bogabim is like a pirtza of yoisim me'esa, where lechi doesn't help. And memela, you need it to a pesach. That's like a reason why you need it to a pesach. Zog de Gemara. Michlal, it comes out that Rav Huna holds Afgav the Loi Baki Bogabim. That Rav Huna that argues and holds that even by Loi Baki Bogabim, Rav Huna that says, we're coming to say Rav Chonon said it's Baki Bogabim. Mashma Rav Huna the Barpluk that it says Echad Zev Echad Zev Barbo is even when it's Loi Baki Bogabim. So why is it different than Rav Ami that we had in Rav Helmut Aleph? Mashma Rav Ami Rav Asi that said that a Pirtzas Movui Mitzido is mutter to be porutz ad eser. Rav Huna over here says only ad arba. Why is it different than Rav Ami and Rav Asi? So the Gemara, the reason it's different than Rav Ami and Rav Asi is hosam ikke gedude, hoch leke gedude. Over there, they still, you know, when something is breached, so you can have rocks and bricks on the floor, so you can't really go over it. So it's Rav Ami and Rav Asi's case on Helmut Aleph that we said that they're mati bepirutz ad eser. As long as you still have a wall left at the entrance of Dalat Tvachim, then the pirtz on the side could be Eser. Over there is because it's not Baki Bogabim, because it's Ike Gedude. There's bricks that left on the floor. So Memela, it would be considered that it's not Baki Bogabim. And that's why over there it's Takamut Ad Eser. But if it's Baki Bogabim, then it would Takabi Chisor. So it comes out the Maskona that Biroishoi, Lukuli Alma, it's Bedalat. Minat Sad. If it's Baki Bagabim, it's also L'chuli Alam Bedalad, because Baki Bagabim. If it's Loi Baki Bagabim, and it's Loi Nicha Tashmishtei, because it's Ika Gedudei, so L'chuli Alam Beyud, that's Rav Ami. And the Machloikas is, when it's Loi Baki Bagabim, and it's Nicha Tashmishtei, it doesn't have Gedudei, according to Rav Chonon, it's Yud, and according to Rav Huna, it's Bedalad. We'll stop over here by the two dots.